and now the times they are a-changing again. The Students for a Democratic Society, that's the student radical group that was so prominent back in the 60s, it's back again. New SDS chapters are forming across the country, although, as NPR's Elaine Corey reports, the new group is a shadow of its former self.
April 1968, New York City. Several hundred SDS activists at Columbia University ransack the president's office. They stage a sit-in to protest U.S. military actions. News cameras record the event at Columbia's Fairweather Hall.
The police have walked over the demonstrators on the left stairway of Fairweather and dragged them off the stairs. Some of them are students again and some of them are faculty members. The police have broken down the front door on the left side of Fairweather. They broke through the glass. They're breaking down the barricades now.
In its heyday, SDS was active on some 200 campuses. It reigned for a decade, the embodiment of the college anti-war movement. But by 1969, SDS had split into rival factions and was mostly defunct until just a few months ago. That's when Pat Corte called for a revival. A senior at Stonington High School in Connecticut, Corte had worked with the ACLU and the World Can't Wait, an anti-Bush administration group. But he felt something was missing.
I felt a need for a student-run organization, a radical student organization, capable of bringing about social and political change in America through participatory democracy, an organization that's actually shaped and run by the students.
Corte discovered a few SDS chapters still scattered across the country, and he contacted them. On Martin Luther King's birthday, they announced that this summer SDS will hold a national convention, its first in 35 years. In the past 2 weeks, says Corte, new chapters have formed.
We've had chapters spring up in New York, in Michigan, in California, in North Carolina, in Texas, all over the country.
Suddenly, there are activists of all ages involved in SDS. Thomas Good, a social worker in New York, is a longtime organizer. He helped link up the new chapters and form a national network online. He says an old issue, opposition to war, is again driving students to organize.
So what they have done is all come together, and they've looked up many of us old-timers who understand how important student power is, and who also want to play a role in assisting them in any way we can while trying to stay out of the way.
Another veteran is back on the scene. Alan Haber became the first president of SDS in 1960. Now 69 years old, a carpenter and peace activist in Ann Arbor, Michigan, Haber has been helping new SDS chapters get off the ground.
It seems like young people are waking up again. That I'm very pleased.
Haber just hopes young people identify with the early vision of SDS as a grassroots effort to bring about social change.
Before, sectarian organizations began to see it as their recruiting ground, and then the authenticity began to break down.
The new SDS remains in its infancy, and it's unclear whether it can truly take hold again. But Haber says new technologies and forms of communication could help it take off. Elaine Corey, NPR News.